Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To talk about this game, to talk about last night, to talk about all the many great things going on with the Cleveland Guardians, we head out to the fan hotline and welcome on Guardians play-by-play man for Guardians TV, Matt Underwood joins us. Matt, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Hi, Chris. I'm Nick. How are you?
We're doing
good.
All right.
How are you?
Good, man. Real good.
Well, I got to say, we had Curtis Danberg here yesterday. Me and Daryl were trying to find out as well. I cannot think of a more up and down but ultimately awesome season in Indians Guardians history. Can you think of anything that fits the mold of what has happened this season and how this thing has gone?
No, absolutely not. I've never seen anything like this, and I've been doing this a long time now. I mean, when you talk about where they were just a month ago, it's been a remarkable turnaround. And it almost drains the superlatives to talk about what they've done in a short amount of time. To come back from 15 and a half games back, I mean, there were 10 games back early in the month of September. Obviously it takes two to tangle, so that the Guardians have been on a great run and the Tigers have gone in the tank. So those two things combined have made this an incredible last couple of weeks of baseball. It starts with the pitching. The pitching has been outstanding, and they've been able to hit in the clutch. The offense still isn't lighting the world on fire, but they've done just enough. They find ways to get the win, and that's all you can do. At the end of the day, they don't ask you by how many. They just ask you, did you win or lose?
Matt, when did you first start to believe that the Guardians winning the AL Central was possible?
When they swept Detroit last week. I mean, you went into that series, and you're thinking to yourself, you got to win two out of three to give yourself at least a puncher's chance. Sweep is really the only legitimate shot you got, and to go in there and do it, that's when you're like, okay, something special is happening here, because you don't go into somebody else's den and just take them to task like they did and sweep that series. And when they did, I had a feeling like, okay, something special is happening with this club, the way they're pitching. And that's the thing, right? We talk about it in football. We talk about it in all sports. Defense travels. And when you can pitch the way they have pitched, you've got a chance to win no matter where the game is being played. And that's the other thing that's blown me away, is that, we get wrapped up. We throw a lot of numbers out. We see a lot of numbers. Numbers get crunched and thrown at us on a daily basis. But to see what our starting pitching has done in 18 consecutive games, giving up two runs or less by the starting pitchers, that's never happened in franchise history. And now I find out today it's never happened in major league history. So we're talking about something really incredible and something very special that has been going on with these starting pitchers in particular. And then, as I said, you couple that with an offense that's been led by Jose Ramirez. They find ways to get things done. I mean, last night, I've never seen a sixth inning like what we saw last night. Never in my life have I seen three runs scored without a ball ever leaving the infield, except for the one that Scooble tried to, center between his legs and launched it over the first baseman's head.
Matt Underwood on the fan hotline here. So one of the unfortunate things that happened yesterday was David Fry getting hit in the face with a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. He's out 6 to 8 weeks. And so, you know, we've talked a lot about that, but I thought the response by Tarek Skubal in the moment where you could tell he was crestfallen by what happened, and then after the game being emotional, saying he had reached out to David Fry, going to then, as we found out today, visit David Fry along with Stephen Vogt and some other folks to go and make sure he was okay. I know we're talking Guardians here, but I don't know I have been more impressed with a human being than Tarek Skubal's kind of response to that unfortunate play last night.
I couldn't say it any better, Nick. I really have admired Tarek Skubal. I love the story. He had one Division I scholarship offer coming out of high school, one at the Seattle University. And, you know, he went there in his sophomore year. He blew out, had Tommy John surgery. The last thing he was even thinking was, I might play professional baseball someday. And so to come from that to becoming the most dominant pitcher in the game, it speaks to his journey and the kind of person he is. And I love the fact that last year when he came here in the playoffs, he was interacting with our fans. It was respectful, but it was, you know, it was just a competitor in him. And I love the way he competes. I love the fire that he brings when he goes to the mound. But you saw last night the class and the respect that he has for the guys in the other dugout. You can't say enough good things about Skubal. He is a monster, and our guys know it. And that's why when they came out in that inning, it was Stephen Kwan saying, well, nothing else is working. Let's try a bunt, see if we can get something going. And then Angel follows that up, and then the chaos ensued. It was an incredible inning. But yeah, to your point, Skubal is one of those guys that, yeah, you want to beat him. And, yeah, all those things you say when you compete. But he's a guy you'd love to have him on your team any day of the week.
Matt, you mentioned the pitching turnaround that the Guardians have had. I think the picture of that, obviously, is Gavin Williams.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Clicked for him.
Well, I think more than anything is, you know, he made in-season adjustments, which isn't always, it sounds like it should be simple, but it's not for pitchers. And he went to, you know, a cut fastball. He started incorporating a little two-seamer, just something to get him in the strike zone. His four-seamer is unhittable, but a lot of times he was having trouble locating it, and it was leading to a lot of walks, and that frustrated the hell out of him. And so he was open to suggestion, and Carl Willis, you know, made some tweaks, said, hey, why don't we try, you know, taking a little off the fastball? Let's cut it, something that maybe you can command a little bit better, get it in the strike zone. Still not going to be easy to hit. And I think that just opened up a whole new world of possibilities for him, and he's been riding it.
Matt, considering how strong, I mean, 1 through 6, this rotation has been, it almost feels like when you pare this down to the 3 or 4 starters you're going to use, it almost feels like maybe you need to keep the other two guys, you know, lengthened out a bit, so that if you could do, all right, we're going to get 5 from Gavin in this game and then maybe go 3 from this starter. It almost feels, I know we live in the era of the bullpen game, but can I get anybody on board for the double up the starter game early in that 3-game set?
Well, I mean, are you talking about if you get to October, you're talking about looking down the road? Absolutely. I mean, it will be. Look, we saw it last year with Voter. You get into October, and it's all hands on deck. He's not afraid to, you know, make a move early in a game. So I think the way they're set up, they have guys that are versatile enough that they can pitch, whether it's coming out of the bullpen or, you know, you know Gavin Williams and Tanner Bibee. Those are guys you're going to hand the ball to. Slade Ciccone, they're going to start games. Some of those other guys, though, Logan Allen's pitched out of the bullpen. Joey Cantillo's pitched out of the bullpen. They have guys that are versatile enough that can certainly help this club in a variety of ways. And I think the key is the lack of ego. You know, some guys are like, I'm a starter. I'm a starter, and that's it. And, well, you've got a lot of guys here that are more on board with, hey, what do you need me to do? And I'm more than willing to do it.
Matt, I can't think of too many managers in Major League Baseball that could have overcome everything that Vogt had to overcome for the Guardians to get to this point where they have a chance to win the Central. It's been clear in the last couple of years that Vogt is the right guy at the right time for this group. You're around him every single day. What is that quality that makes him so good for this team?
I think it's, you know, it sounds simple, but it's just the consistency with which he shows up every single day. You know, he doesn't get, you know, over the moon when things are going well. You know, he's not, you never see him hanging his head. Even when things got bad, when they lost 10 in a row and it looked like, oh my goodness. And then they got hot and then lost 9 out of 10. You're like, okay, well now this is definitely the end of the line. He never wavered. He was the same guy. He was positive. He was upbeat. He kept reinforcing to his players that, you know, it's going to be okay. Just go out and continue to give your best effort, that kind of thing. It sounds like coach speak. It sounds cliche, but these are human beings and they're young kids and they're very susceptible to the power of positive reinforcement. And I think that was a big, you know, look, if you're going through it, if you're scuffling and you look over and you see your manager hanging his head or kicking the dirt or throwing chairs, it certainly isn't going to reinforce to you that you've got a chance to climb out of this thing. And so I think at its basic fundamental root, that has been the key to his success. And that is just, you know, trying to maintain. Hey, is it easy? No, I'm sure there's times where he wanted to pull his hair out. I'm sure there's times he wanted to throw his hat on the ground and stomp on it. But that doesn't help. That doesn't do anybody else any good. And he understands that more than anyone.
We do have an update. Nick Camino just tweeting out here in the last minute or so. Tonight's game will start in a rain delay. The plan is to play, though. So that's the update for the Guardians in terms of that. In terms of these next five games, what's like? How many do you have to win to go ahead and take this thing? I know the easy answer is 5-0, but it's, you know, 4-1, 3-2. Where does your confidence begin to really boost there?
Well, I look, you know, I don't know. I was never very good at math, so I can't tell you what the ideal number is. I do know that what this club does better than any I've ever been around is they're able to separate, and they're not thinking about anything but tonight. And that's why they're in the position that they're in, is because they didn't look down the road 2 weeks ago and say, you know, if we do this, then we'll put ourselves in a position to be here on September the 24th. They literally just said, okay, tonight we got to go out and win a game. And they bring that same mindset to the ballpark every single day. So I think, look, I said coming into the series, you win 2 out of 3, you put yourself in a really good position. You sweep and you're sitting really pretty. You truly control your own destiny at that point. But I think that at worst, they had to win 2 out of 3 in this series, and they're well on their way to doing that. If they get a great start tonight from Tanner Bibee and they can get to Flaherty, then they put themselves really squarely in the driver's seat.
Matt, great stuff as always. We're so excited to see how this plays out, and very, very, very hopeful. We'll be talking some October baseball with you in the very near future. Thank you so much, Matt.
Nick, thanks a lot. Great talking to you guys. And, hopefully this weather moves out and we'll be getting started here fairly soon. Thanks.
Excellent stuff, Matt. Guardians TV play-by-play man, Matt Underwood there on the Fan Hotline. Great stuff with him. We'll react to what he had to say about where the Guardians go. And credit is due, so credit they will get in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.